At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. What's up? Well, so what are we dishing about today?
Yo, Dolly Parton just got her COVID-19 vaccine, and she did it only like Dolly could.
And what were really annoying, supermodel Irina Shayk.
Plus, Kylie Jenner and our own Portia are having fun with their sisters.
That's right, we sure are. Now listen, Heidi and Frank will be on a little bit later, but first, what's up, Headcrack?
Well, Portia, looks like we got some malice in the palace,
right?
Now, we are all looking forward to Oprah's interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle this Sunday, but there's already drama leading up to it. Now, the Duchess of Sussex has been accused of bullying staff members and causing personal assistance to quit. And this was while she was still a working royal. Now, Meghan claims that this is a very calculated smear campaign by Buckingham Palace, and she's saddened by this latest attack on her character, especially since she's been the target of bullying herself and is deeply committed to supporting those who've experienced that kind of trauma.
Wow.
Now, of course, Buckingham Palace denies the smear campaign, so this is where we are right now. Now, Sherry, isn't it pretty suspicious that this would be all over the world right before, you know, like the Oprah interview?
HK, I absolutely believe this is a smear campaign. You know, they blame Meghan for Prince Harry defecting or whatever you call it, extricating himself from the royalty. They are so mad at this woman. They are trying to get her any way they can. Yep. Oh my God. The queen is over there grabbing air going, we gonna get her and we gonna take her down.
But what's crazy is we all know that the staff at the palace, at the castle, all of that, they're used to being commanded and demanded to do certain things, okay? So why all of a sudden, when Meghan says do something, it's bullying? Do you think now y'all know damn well the queen done bullied somebody before.
Baby.
But you ain't never heard it in
She got that bully look.
Now, this is all controlled by the queen. She don't want nobody to take her grandsons.
You can see the way the queen holds her lips and know she be bullying people. Okay.
The way them pearls sit on that chest, honey, let you know. Get out of here.
Okay, y'all. Everybody knows that Dolly Parton donated $1 million to the COVID-19 research.
Dolly.
I didn't know that. I'm just writing that out.
Nice.
She helped fund the Moderna vaccine. And as Dolly Parton said, she just got a dose of her own medicine. Now, she even sang a new version of her song, Jolene, to mark the occasion. Take a look.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Come on.
She's feeling it.
I love it. Now, Gary, she looks sexy getting the vaccine. You wouldn't even know, you know, Dolly Parton's age. Do you think that cold shoulder off the top was the perfect accent to the vaccine?
Of course, honey. I mean, it reminds me of Heidi and her cold shoulders. But I think it's a cute look, honey. And her shoulders say, baby, put it right here.
I'm kind
of
still still on the fence about taking the vaccine, but I have to say, her version of Jolene singing Vaccine, that might have just sent me to the doctor's office. Like,
if all it takes is a song, Portia.
All right, y'all know there's a ton of celebrities who have babies and split up. And if they stay civil regarding the kids, it's called co-parenting, right? Well, right, y'all, Irina Shayk is not here for that expression at all. The supermodel who shares a three-year-old daughter, Leah, with ex Bradley Cooper, explained why she is against it. She said, I never understood the term co-parenting. When I'm with my daughter, I'm 100% a mother. And when she's with her dad, he's 100% her dad. Co-parenting is parenting. Now, Portia, do you think she has a good point?
No, she needs to shut up. Okay? Let us have our term that is working for us. Sometimes people need a title in order to act correctly in their job, all right? And if your child
is
in your house 50% and in his house 50%, that's called co-parenting. And you know what?
Right.
I am so tired of people saying we can't have labels. Labels make it easier because parenting, when you say co-parenting, it means that y'all are together on parenting. Not that you arguing, not that you away from each other. It just is a label so people know in their mind that y'all get along.
Right.
We need a label that says co-parenting because when these women are only parenting and don't let the daddy in, we need to label them as well, okay? So co-parenting on the good side of history, okay? We're doing it right.
It's easier to say co-parenting than to say, you know what, we are exes, we have a child together, and we get along so that we, you know, we can raise our children. That's so long. Just say we co-parent.
I'm tired already, Sherry. Easy. Just say co-parent, There you go.
I'm tired.
Pay your child support. Add child support on there. Co-parenting slash child support if you want to add something, okay?
Now. That's right.
Because you know what the label is? You know what the label is when they don't co-parent? When you don't co-parent? Yeah.
There you go. All right, y'all. Well, it's been a while now that Kylie has been doing her YouTube show called Drunk Get Ready with Me. Well, she just shot an episode with her sister Kendall, and y'all, it was litty lit. Check it out.
It's burning my tongue. I can't.
That leg.
I love it. Ooh, I love it.
Is it just like a sister being silly together thing? Because you trolled your sister Lauren the other day. What was up with that?
We were about to do our podcast, which everybody knows it's like radio. Nobody can see you. But this girl had the whole cake baking on her face. I was like, what are you doing? She was so mad at me for posting that. Welcome Dish Nation, Lauren. Welcome to Dish Nation.
We love you, Lauren. I love how she gets her face done for an audio podcast.
Because she got to sit next to Portia. I don't blame her. She don't know when Portia going to be beat or not. So she stay ready at all
That's
times.
Right.
Smart girl, mama. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready, I guess.
Hello. That's right.
Well, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Yo, Frank, I hear you got John Legend's origin story.
That's right, Headcrack. It looks like John Legend might be a little more ordinary than you thought. He recently admitted on The Tonight Show how ordinary John Roger Stevens became John Legend. Take a look.
When did you go with John Legend?
Well, it was a nickname that some friends started calling me in the studio, just guys that I was collaborating with. The first guy to call me that was Jay Ivy. One time, Kanye put a mixtape out, and he called me John Legend on the mixtape. And it just started to spread among more of the people that were listening to our music. And then at some point, I had to decide, am I going to stick with John Stevens, which I was perfectly fine with. I wasn't looking for a stage name. Or am I going to go with this more audacious name and call myself a legend before I even have a record deal?
It's an old manifestation of stuff right there. You start calling somebody legend, you start hearing it, you start believing it, and next thing you know, you're John Legend, you're married to Chris Teigen, and you're killing it.
Whoa, tell everybody how you got your name.
Yeah, Frank Kramer comes from when I started radio back in 1993 when Seinfeld was at its peak, and I was Bone at that time in Milwaukee on the radio, and then when I came out to Denver, Colorado, they were like, we're not calling you Bone anymore. I'm like, what? They're like, no, we're going to call you Frank Kramer, because Kramer's on Seinfeld. People automatically associate you with him, and they'll like you automatically. So what was your nickname in high school besides, I know what it was, You can say it.
Well, my brother called me hideous, and then to this day, my brother and all of his friends, if they would see me out, no matter how dolled
hideous
up I would.
Hideous Hamilton.
Yes.
I can see it in lights. Yeah. You'd be a horror film actress called Hideous.
Villain. The monster.
She will die to get out of here.
I don't care. I'll do anything. All right. Well, don't go anywhere. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Now, Angelina Jolie just had a major come up. And by major, I mean $11.5 million major.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Now, Angie's ex-husband and Porsche's crush, Brad Pitt, bought Angie a 1943 Winston Churchill painting as a gift back in 2011 for $2.95 million.
Yes, honey. A lot of love. A lot of love.
You know, and art aficionados, you know the game. She held on to it for a while, and Angie decided it was time to sell. Now, the painting was auctioned off, forget this, $11.5 million to a mystery bidder.
Wow. Okay. Oh, my God.
For those who are looking for a calculator, that is three times more than what Brad paid for it. Even a little bit more than that.
Yes.
Now, Porsche, I doubt Brad would ever ask, but do you think that Angelina should give him some of the money for the sale?
I absolutely believe she should not give him a damn dime.
I am so surprised that during the court proceedings, because going through two divorces, it gets so ugly with what each other wants that he didn't fight more for that. Because I know husband one ain't one in my bedroom set, and I had to tell him you wasn't the only one in it. I'm not giving it to
black
you.
Folks, so, honey, why is he paying for the fight over $1 million painting? That's the difference.
Some people fight just for the sake of fighting, and if you got enough money, you don't have to fight for the petty things. I'm sure that money was nothing to Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
Well, you gone, Angelina. You take your $11 million. That is so
much.
That a man would spend even $3 million on you.
Okay.
You a man spending that much money on you.
Doesn't she have 11 kids? So, yo, each kid gets $1 million. It's perfect.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Put them all in school or something.
Why that money can't go to mama now? She the one who had to lay with Brad for all them years, okay? Them children got what they gonna get. Okay. Now, don't be trying to give her money to the kids.
All right, moving on. I know we are all excited and can't wait to watch Coming to America 2 this Friday. I know I cannot wait, y'all.
Yes,
Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live to talk about the film and revealed something that Oprah Winfrey didn't know about the movie. Take a look.
A lot of people don't know that that's us in those makeups.
Last week
I was doing it. The interview with Oprah, and she was like, oh, I said something about the barbershop and said, we're playing, and I'm that Jewish man. She was like, who do you mean you're the Jewish man? I said, oh, yeah, I'm the old Jewish guy in the barbershop. She was like, what? And she couldn't believe it. And she's seen the original Coming to America and this one, and all this time didn't know. And I'm like, she's not the only person that's like that. Does
wow.
Some, those makeups are amazing.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, so
Oprah
you guys. Wow, how could you not know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you not know?
I feel like Oprah sometimes should wear her glasses more, you know, more than the times we see it, dude. Because, like, how could you not realize that that was Eddie Murphy?
Keep it 100, you guys. Keep it 100. Keep it real. Who from the group didn't know that that was actually Arsenio and Eddie?
We watched the movie. Honey, don't do that chitlin' circus stuff. Honey, she just interviewed him. She ain't had time to watch that.
Sherry, did Oprah call you to find out that it was Arsenio and Eddie, or did she call somebody else?
Oprah did not call me to find out if it was Arsenio and Eddie. Not at all, Chewy.
Okay.
Well, all right. I think y'all gonna love today's deal. It's a one I think everybody can appreciate, especially if you like to snack on the road. Now, the Picnic Time Trunk Boss Trunk Organizer with Cooler is great, you know, for keeping your car organized. And the Cooler keeps food and drinks cold. It's perfect for grocery shopping, picnics, and more.
Oh, and my trunk is overflowing, honey, with stuff everywhere. So can this help here, Crunch?
Sure thing, Gary. Man, the Trunk Organizer expands to give you more room in your trunk when you need it. Plus, it's super easy to clean and it resists wear and tear because of its durable polyester construction.
And the organizer collapses flat when not in use. It can be stored in a convenient side pocket on the cooler.
Oh my God, this is great. Head Crack, how much is it?
Now, usually it's been seen as high as $54, but for the Dish Nation family, it's only $19. Ooh, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, find out why Jeanette McCurdy was so embarrassed she quit acting.
Ooh.
That and more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we all know, if you follow Paris Hilton, you know she's an animal lover. She even has a mini mansion for her dogs, you know, and don't we all? But even when she was younger, she was still an animal lover, but when her and her sister Nikki were younger, they were into a different type of pet. Here's what Nikki said. We liked rodents, hamsters, guinea pigs, mice, all rodents. It's very strange looking back now. And then her sister Paris added, we had a huge dollhouse. It even had a living room, bedroom, and kitchen, water, and electricity. It was gorgeous. We hid them in there so we didn't upset our parents who knew nothing about it. Aren't these two just so relatable?
You know,
doesn't everybody have running water and electricity in their dog's house or rat's house?
We grew up the same way, practically. Like, I feel real connected to these two.
Sheila,
really
you're too young to remember the movie Ben. Y'all might be too young, too. There was a movie called Ben.
About Michael Jackson's rat.
Yeah, Michael Jackson made the song, but remember the little boy liked all them rats? And he was trying to save all the rats in the movie, and he went down into the gutter. It was a little white boy.
Sorry, old people. I've never heard about the movie.
You don't
never
remember.
Heard of it. Never heard of it.
You white boys.
Sorry.
He's just a baby.
I just remember looking at this going, why do white people like rats so much? I never could understand, because we always saw it outside
the project. We're not all the same. I don't.
Okay.
Frank doesn't.
Frank do.
Frank loves them.
Well, we are living in the age of reboots. And another show that is coming back, which I'm excited about, is Nickelodeon's iCarly. One actress who will not be back to iCarly is Jeanette McCurdy. Now, Jeanette, she played Sam on iCarly, as well as the spinoff Sam and Cat, which co-starred Ariana Grande before she became Ariana Grande.
I remember these shows, yes.
You remember the shows, yeah, but Jeanette McCurdy, she quit acting because she says that she was unhappy with the work that she did as a teen star. And she said, my experience with acting is I'm so ashamed of the parts I've done in the past. I did the shows from like 13 to 21, and by 15, I was already embarrassed. And I imagine there's a very different experience to be had with acting if you're proud of your roles. Wow, that makes me a little sad that she says that.
If she feels that way, should she give back the money she earned doing all those shows, you know, or is she going to keep the money?
That's a good point.
you know what I'm saying?
No point did you quit. But she did say she was a financial means for her family.
Here's
the
thing. Jeanette on the show iCarly was the comedy on the show. She was funny. She had great timing.
She was so funny.
To be embarrassed.
She was a tomboy.
She was 15 years old. She's going to junior high school. And then the other kids are like, oh, you're that iCarly. We're way cooler than you. And she was getting bullied for being on iCarly. And it's still affecting her to this day. She's 28 years old. She can't get over it. There's a reboot of iCarly. And you're not going to go, you know what? I'm going to go back, recreate the show, and recreate my character.
It gives you another chance.
Why not do that? Instead, she's hosting a podcast. It's like everybody else is doing from their bedroom.
Right.
Yeah, great job,
Jeanette.
I think get over it and start and get on board with the reboot.
And embrace it and be a part of it and go, listen, I want to be involved.
If you were embarrassed about what you did at 15, be better. Do it differently.
All right, you guys, you will not believe where Kim Kardashian is sleeping these days. We will fill you in after the break.
Oh.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Kim Kardashian got caught slipping, or I should say snoozing, I guess. Kim's hairstylist, Chris Appleton, he posted this picture to his Instagram account of Kim knocked out with her mouth wide open while styling her hair and captioned the pic.
Okay.
I love you. Kim responded, I hate you. LOL, you exhausted me.
Oh, my gosh.
Sherry, I don't know about you, but I've never gone to the salon fully made up.
Absolutely.
With foundation and brows and lips. I mean, she's laying there.
She's got four kids. She's going through a divorce with Kanye. She is knocked
this
out.
Is her the only time.
This woman is exhausted.
Yeah. She's a working mother of four, y'all. She deserves a nap, right? She deserves one. Come
Hell
on.
Hell yeah, Chewy.
Come on.
She just looks too good for it to be legit. Sherry, do you sleep at the salon?
Absolutely, Heidi, but you better not post a picture of me sleep, because I look like Bing Rames is taking a nap. Do not post a picture of me sleep, because there's everything. You know, when y'all wake up from a sleep, you wiping the side of your mouth, because you don't know if shit didn't come out. You got crust in your eyes.
It's because Sherry's sleeping in a chair in the lobby, and they're doing her hair in the other room.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Yeah. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.